Open enrollment is underway for folks who are in the Medicare program. It's a time when anyone with Medicare can make changes to their health plan or prescription drug coverage if they want. There are plenty of companies competing for their business. Lottie Watts with Health News Florida takes a look at what people with Medicare ought to be looking out for.
If you think that sounds like Pop Goes the Weasel, you're right. It is. But if you've heard that on TV lately and looked up, you'd see it's an advertisement for a Medicare plan, one offered by Physicians United Plan, also known as PUP. The ads aren't just coming at you on TV. If you have Medicare or you're getting close to age 65, your mailbox is likely overflowing with offers from private health insurance companies offering you Medicare Advantage plans. And anyone who watches TV has probably heard plenty of this.
That plan is Simply Healthcare.
A Medicare Advantage plan that gives you more of the benefits that you need, including...
There's an all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan from Humana. It includes Medicare Part D.
Take the next step. Consider an AARP Medicare Supplement Insurance Plan.
It's open enrollment season for Medicare, the time when people with Medicare can switch plans if they want to. Dr. Steve Friedman teaches at the University of South Florida's College of Public Health. He's a self-described health policy wonk. He has original Medicare, and he's not planning to change a thing.
Traditional Medicare is what I have. I can go to any doctor I want to go to. Virtually every hospital of any kind is a Medicare, standard Medicare provider. I don't have networks. I don't have any of that.
Medicare Advantage plans do have networks. The plans are offered by private insurance companies. They cover the same things original Medicare covers, but with extra perks like gym memberships, dental, vision, or hearing aids. Most of the time, they include prescription drug coverage. Friedman isn't enticed by offers of $0 premiums or rebates that promise cash back in his Social Security check if he enrolls in a Medicare Advantage plan.
There's no obligation on the part of the Medicare Advantage plan to maintain the network that I signed up for. By the same token, there's no necessary commitment on the part of the providers in that network to stay with the plan. There's more leverage to stay with the plan because you usually have an annual contract. But the reason I didn't do Medicare Advantage was there are too many variables.
About 3.5 million Floridians have Medicare. Almost a third of them have enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan. Some are now worrying about those changes in provider networks Dr. Friedman was talking about. Here's one example. A few weeks ago, United Healthcare's AARP Medicare Complete plan announced care at Tampa's Moffitt Cancer Center won't be in their network in 2014. Janine Collenberg, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer for Moffitt, says two other plans are also dropping the cancer care center.
We've gotten a lot of calls since United sent letters out. We've also sent letters out to our patients, very concerned about the change. And so we wanted to make sure that during this open enrollment period that folks took a hard look at their insurance plans to make sure that they do include Moffitt. And so that's really where our advertising is geared toward and our awareness is geared toward.
Even without big shakeups like with AARP and Moffitt, the official advice from federal health officials is to check your coverage. The best bet to see what you'll spend on a plan in your area is to visit Medicare.gov. Punch in your zip code and you'll get a list of all the plans with their premiums and benefits. The site is up and running, and they have a hotline you can call too. Gail Miller is the Vice President for Telephonic Clinical Operations for Humana, the largest Medicare Advantage plan provider in Tampa Bay.
Now, of course, I'm a little biased because I've worked in the older American space for 30 years. But I think that the senior consumer is actually the sharpest consumer out there.
She says just because people don't switch their plan doesn't mean they aren't taking a close look at their coverage.
What that probably means is that they made the right decision the first time. And, you know, once you're in a plan and you like your providers and you like the way the plan treats you, you may not be as impacted by a $5 increase or something, you know. But I think that people should always take a look around. Just to make sure that they're getting their needs met in the best way possible.
Dr. Friedman, the health professor from USF, is happy with original Medicare.
I've had no problem. I go where I want, see who I want. And so far, I haven't encountered anybody who says, We just don't take Medicare. Part of that is that, you know, you're dealing with 50 million people. That's a pretty big group.
That big group is the one health insurers are hoping pay attention to their ads and choose to switch to whatever plan they're selling. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
Open enrollment for Medicare runs through December 7th. For more resources on Medicare, stop by our website, healthnewsflorida.org.